Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Smashy Business News. My name is Hind Eldeh, and I am here with...
Abdul Majid Awan.
So, Majid, how about that rain last night? Or this morning?
It didn't happen in my area. I don't
know
why.
It was only in a few select areas, but... Yeah.
But we're expecting weather distortions and weather disturbances, mainly rain, till August 8th. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Hopefully, we'll get a vote from home.
Hopefully. It's a nice change of weather from the from all the sun.
Yeah, it's a good wind outside. It's pleasant. Maybe everyone will be out in the evening today to enjoy the weather.
Yeah. So in today's business show, we have Saudi reports high female workforce participation, GCC and Turkey discuss FTA, and UAE's aid to Palestine reaches nearly $700 million. So, Saudi Arabia.
Let's start with the first news.
Let's talk about Saudi Arabia. Working women are changing Saudi Arabia. So they ranked the first among the G20 countries, and this was a report done by the General Authority for Statistics, where you know the male workforce rate growth reached 1.7% higher, and then the female workforce rate was 5.5%.
And in comparison, Australia, I guess, was second with 1.5% females and 2.1% female growth. And I think the contributing factors are the dynamic labor market, which we've seen because of the economic growth of Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Vision 2030 has been great in contributing to that. The initiatives by the Saudi government to boost female participation in the workforce, they're trying to bring women on the front of their economic policies, and mainly what I think is alignment with the 2030 Saudi vision. They're doing everything in alignment with that, and let's see how it rolls out for the country.
Yes, because their expected unemployment rate in Vision 2030 is 7%, and we're seeing a decline during these past 2 years. Also, the fact that Saudi Arabia has a very large young population, it's under, 63% of the Saudi population is under 30 years old, with women from 20 to 30 years of age, being a part of the 26.2% part of the population.
That's a large part of their population, the young population.
Yes, so I think this will really drive Saudi Arabia into very positive growth rates in the coming years, because we're seeing a lot of women participating in a lot of jobs and different job sectors and markets. So this is a really positive news, and we look forward to seeing,
I guess the Saudi policies that they need to support the women, because obviously they're trying to individualize women. They're trying to make them part of the workforce, not only for the economic gain of the country, but also for female empowerment. Mm-hmm. They want the women of the country to grow. And again, as you said, a lot of young females are now in the Saudi population. So they need to do something. They want to do something.
Right. This is
and
awesome.
Giving them a platform, giving them opportunities in the job market, that's a great, great, great move by Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and this is also part of their nationalization efforts as well. So very positive news coming from Saudi Arabia.
And there's just one thing that they have a Saudi vision target of 7% unemployment, as you talked about. And in 2023, it was 7.7% unemployment from last year, from 2016. In 2016, the unemployment was nearly 12%. And now it's come down to 0.7%. That's nearly half of what they've done. It's a great move. Let's see. Hopefully, Saudi Arabia grows, and the women in Saudi Arabia also find better opportunities,
continue
to prosper. Mm-hmm. And moving on, let's go to our next story for today. It's a very interesting development. Turkey and GCC countries have completed the first phase of negotiation for a free trade agreement. This free trade agreement is very big, because it will bring it is evaluated to bring in around $2.4 trillion both to the GCC countries and Turkey. And the first phase finished in Ankara, the Turkish capital. All the GCC members were there. They signed the initial agreement. And now the agreement will continue to, they'll continue to work on the agreement, the finer details, the technical details. And this could establish one of the largest world's free zones.
Yes, and it will help around 140 million people because that's the population size of both the GCC countries and Turkey. And they're estimating a value of $2.4 trillion, which is incredible. So, you know, they're expecting it to be one of the world's largest free trade zones, and with the UAE leading in with $19 billion, and then Saudi Arabia coming in next with $5.6 billion. So can you tell us about the goals and benefits of this?
I think the benefits of this will be, the goals are to liberalize the products and the goods and the services industry. So what will happen is the Turkish products will enter into the GCC markets. It's already happening, but on a very low scale. Mm-hmm. And what will happen now is that GCC products, mainly our products, UAE products, Saudi products, they will all go to the Turkish markets as well. We were discussing also, it's a very funny point that for the replica and for the counterfeit products, after China, Turkey is the biggest market. But hopefully now, with this free trade agreement, the original products from our brands, from the UAE brands, from the Saudi brands, they will go to the Turkish market and people can buy them, enjoy them, the mm-hmm. services and the products both.
And also what I can tell you from, you know, the UAE perspective is a lot of people in the UAE and Saudi Arabia look for products made in Turkey or go to Turkey for products because they're known for being of good quality.
Usually we go to the Global Village to get those products, right?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, Turkey also has very budget-friendly prices. Yeah. So this is very exciting news.
So I guess increased trade volumes will also lower the prices further. Right now, the products are coming through some middlemen and eventually
right.
coming to you. So if this free trade agreement is finalized, you'll get those same Turkish products for lesser prices.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for you, Hind, I guess.
Very good.
And one more thing about the goals and benefits. It will help the exchange of information and data and discuss trade challenges and opportunities. And obviously, it will build trust and collaboration between both the GCC region and Turkey. So these are the goals and benefits that I think of. Recently, we saw that GCC has also signed agreements with South Korea and Pakistan.
Yes.
On these free trade agreement lines. So let's see, six Gulf countries right now, the GCC countries, are trying to boost their economies through this strategic trade partnership. So let's see, hopefully mm-hmm. it happens. And Turkey has had a very slow period recently.
Right.
And the currency is usually, what we've seen is always fluctuating because it's they're trying to get into the European Union, but some part of them is in Asia. So it's a very confusing situation for them. But this agreement with GCC obviously will bolster the economic standing.
Yes, I agree. Let's move on to our final story of the day. The UAE's aid and support for Gaza reaches $700 million total. So they contributed a lot financially and materially. So just last week, they sent around 20 tons of aid to hospitals. And yesterday, through the Operation Chivalrous Knight 3, they repaired damages to water networks. And as we know, because of the war, a lot of their sewer systems, their wells have been destroyed due to, you know, the bombs and everything. So the UAE has sent efforts to repair those damages and hopefully, you know, get clean and safe water to the people of Gaza.
On that note, Hind, there's about a half a dozen desalination plants that UAE has in the El Arish area. Mm-hmm. It's near the Egyptian border. And what they've done is they've created a system and they're producing nearly 1 million gallons of water every day for the Gazan people. And that's a great move. There's also a hospital that they've created, and a ship hospital. It's a very innovative thing. UAE is famous for doing innovative things, and it's a ship hospital. And then there is also a field hospital where the UAE has treated nearly 50,000 people till now who have been devastated and affected by this war that is going on between Israel and Palestine. So there's good news. This is good news that UAE is trying its best. It is one of the biggest regional powers with Saudi Arabia, and they're trying to get help to the people of Palestine who actually right now they need help, all the help in the world that they can get.
And the UAE has been, bolstering efforts nonstop all throughout these last 9 months, I think. And, you know, some military, Emirati military planes were stationed in Al Arish's airport to transport food and medical supplies to northern Gaza.
Yeah, it's because the borders are closed due to war, so the roads are very difficult to access. So they're doing airdrops as well, and hundreds of thousands of dollars are being splurged on just airdrops so that the people of Gaza, the people of Palestine, who are right now in a very bad condition, can get all the help that they can. There's warehouses that have been built by the UAE as well, which store food, medicine, and clothes, and they're on the Egyptian side of the border. UAE is trying its best to provide all these things to the people of Gaza. What I saw was that still, even after such a huge aid campaign by the UAE and by all other countries in the region, still nearly 90% of the people are still affected. They don't have enough clean water. They don't have access to medicine, hospitals, access to food. So I guess this conflict, this war should end soon. And UAE is playing its part in aid. And there's reports by Bloomberg that they're also trying to negotiate a peace pact between Russia and Ukraine war. They already did a negotiation deal. So I think it's good.
It's good. Great. Let's hope for a brighter future, a more peaceful solution to an end of the war. And we'll see what happens coming months.
The war in the Middle East, just to give you a few snippets of the news that happened yesterday as well, apart from these three big news, the war in the Middle East has seen a lot of weapons manufacturer stock price rises while the whole global stock market is tumbling. That's one news. Cryptocurrency saw a nosedive. Completely, Bitcoin went from 60,000 to 50,000. We discussed that yesterday as well.
It took a tumble.
It literally dived deep into the water. But it's recovering. The futures market and the stock market are recovering. But the overall global stock markets are still feeling the pressure. Let's hope that the economy booms. Let's hope business booms. And hopefully,
we do
good stories every day. We do positive growth-related stories every day. So you can follow us on all the channels, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Meta, anywhere you can find us as Smashy Business or Smashy Business Show. And you can see this show on Apple Podcasts as well. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us.